Hello and welcome to the Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Sylvia, a mystery writer and a creative entrepreneur, and here I share insights, actionable tips, and useful information designed to inspire, help, and motivate you to create the writer's life and business you love. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Entrepreneur Lifestyle Podcast. Today, just for a while, we will stop talking about hustling because I want to drive your attention to something different: relaxation and taking a break. My mission here on this podcast is to help you build your entrepreneur lifestyle, to help you create the business and life you love. But this won't be possible if you're working all the time. We are constantly hearing about people suffering from burnout, and one of the main reasons for this is that they don't get enough time for themselves. In the last episode, I talked about time management and planning, but one big tip was left outside the topic. When you start planning your day, week, month, or year, you have to also plan some time for relaxation. You need to take regular breaks, otherwise you'll burn out. That's why today I want to talk about this: how important it is to relax and how can you do it. So, let's begin. Let's first start with the importance of relaxation and taking a break. Our bodies are built so that they can respond to short periods of stress and cope with them. But when the stress becomes a constant issue in our lives, this can lead to many problems, not only creative, but also more dangerous, health-related. Let me explain it. If you're constantly thinking about your book, social media posts, recording podcasts and filming videos, otherwise said, if you put your brain to a constant creative hustle attack, at some point, sooner or later, it will get tired from this, and it won't be able to do the creative work. It's like putting a flower in a bowl with water. It will soak the water and feel wonderful, but eventually, if you don't refill the bowl, there will be no more water and your flower will begin to suffer. Relaxation to your brain is like refilling the bowl with water. It gives your brain the food it needs to continue to be creative. It feeds it with more creative juices. If you don't take regular breaks, your brain will begin to suffer from the lack of creative juice and will stop being creative. And for a writer and entrepreneur, there is no bigger problem. But there is also another side of the coin, and it's connected with the health issues the constant stress may lead to. It's proven that people who are subject to continuous stress are more likely to have headaches, stomach problems, and high blood pressure, which can lead to much more dangerous conditions such as heart disease and even stroke. This is one of the main reasons why you need to take regular breaks and plan some time for relaxation. You don't want to burn out before you publish your next bestseller, right? Now, let's see how to relax. The first and most important rule is to take regular breaks throughout the day. One of the reasons for the Pomodoro technique to be so successful is that you give your brain some time to take a break and to rest. Working for 20 minutes and then having a break of 5 or 10 minutes to refill the water in the bowl is a great way to leave your brain to rest from the work. Also, be sure to give your body enough time to recover at night. I will link a very useful article I found on the topic in the show notes about the importance of good sleep. But shortly, the sleep is connected with such things as concentration, productivity, immune function, metabolism, and even emotions and social interactions. During the time when you sleep, your body recovers from everything you caused it. Your brain will also recover from the hard work and stress. But how much time sleeping do you need? There is a great variety of theories and many studies, but according to the National Sleep Foundation, and I will link the original research as well as the article on the topic, young adults and adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep, while other adults age 65 and above need 7 to 8 hours of sleep to recover. So, sleeping is factor number one for good quality rest and is one of the best ways to recover from stress. Another important rule that will make your relaxation as good as possible is to change the surrounding and the activity. If you spend too much time doing one thing, this will block your brain and drain your creativity. So, you need to change activities. Write for an hour, then do something else. You can work out or just do the dishes, but switching between creative and physical work is the best way to take a break. Also, changing the surrounding is very important. One of my favorite ways to take a break and relax is to go on a walk in nature. The green from the trees and the sound of buzzing bees and singing birds can be very stress relieving. Traveling to another city or even another country is also a good way to take a longer break from your daily routine and to get some needed rest. So, whatever you choose to do, remember that if you don't refill your bowl of water, it will finish and your flower may die. So, be sure to plan some time for relaxation. Go out with friends and have fun, go on a trip or on a walk in the park, plan a week on a beautiful sunny beach or in the mountain, go skiing or biking. Get care of yourself, because if you don't, your body will stop working properly and you won't be able to do what you love doing, and everything you have already done will be of no importance. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you do, please like and share it. As always, you can find the full show notes on my website. And a quick notice before I tell you goodbye, since I'm using the free account on SoundCloud and I have only 19 minutes of upload time left, this will be the last episode I'm uploading there. Unfortunately, I still cannot afford to pay for the unlimited account, but you can still find the podcast on all other major platforms, including Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. I will leave all the links in the show notes. Thank you so much for being with me today, wishing you a wonderful day and a magnificent week. Until next time, bye!